Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM! You guys just sit around all day, playing your music, going to your wild parties, while your grades just slip by. You're irresponsible, good-for-nothing goof-offs. I've got my eye on you.
Help us fight the evil, bitter old Dean. Listen to CJUMFM, broadcasting to the city of Winnipeg and beyond at 1200 watts.
We'll be right back. kembali kalau kau berkasih.
Conversa com quem não tem amor. Gente certa é gente aberta. Se o amor chamar, eu vou. Pode ser muito bonito o mar, o sol e a flor. Se não abrir comigo, não vou, não vou. As pessoas que caminham, seja lá pra onde for. Gente que é tão minha, que eu vou, eu vou.
não tem nada com isso. Veio a vida e não amor. Gente certa, gente aberta, se o amor chamar, eu vou.
Eu vou, eu vou.
Eu vou.
Senti culpada por gente que de amor não sabe quase nada. Eu aprendiz tão dedicada, pra alguns tão pragmática, pra outros tão emocionada. Detém seu peito que diz, a gente faz um país, um continente. Eu sei que não é fácil de repente ser vulnerável, mas me parece insuportável não se abrir integralmente. Eu nem sei, nem quero ser tão boazê. Preciso do perdão de quem se diz normal. Estou vivendo pelo plot e o clichê, correndo risco de ser imensamente visceral.
Gente certa, gente aberta, se o amor chamar,
é só me ligar.
Eu vou.
É claro que eu vou.
Ah, eu vou.
É claro que eu vou. Do jeito que sou.
Eu vou.
Do jeito que sou.
peito, a rude, a gamanho, a volta, a rude, a toque, a volta, a rude. Olha minha bola, a bola.
There's no feeling like a prairie wind rolling warm and strong, and there's no festival like Prairie Wind Music Fest, bringing it all to life in song. From June 5th to 7th in Cypress River, the festival celebrates its 13th year with an incredible lineup of emerging Manitoba talent, including Dominique Adams, Show Pony, and Irvin Miller, plus many more. 3 days of music, community, and wide open prairie skies. Festival passes are available now, with early bird pricing available for a limited time. So grab your tickets early and save before prices go up. Head to prairiewindmusicfest.com for details and tickets. Mark your calendar and your map for Cypress River and Prairie Wind Music Fest, June 5th to 7th, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Well, well, well. Thanks for joining us. This is International Feel.
On 101.5 UMFM or umfm.com, internationalfeel.org.
Yep, yep,
dot
yep.
.arg.
Dot .arg if you're a pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Pirate net.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pirate this show. We'll allow
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we torrent it.
We fully endorse that.
Yeah, we seed our torrents.
Yeah. We're the original seed.
Yeah, we're the one person seeding that weird thing that you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's us, International Feel, home of some of the loosest radio you'll ever hear.
Yeah, it's intentionally loose.
It's fully intentionally loose. This is our style. It's our niche that we've kind of we found our little pocket and we're sticking to it.
We could tighten it up.
We could. We're both of us separately, we're perfectionists, mm-hmm. but when we do this show, we prefer a kind of hands-off approach, kind of chaos reigns in the studio.
Yeah, like when we show up to the studio here, we're in black tie, but then we change into our kind of grungy kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
We, slacker apparel.
It's our personas.
Yeah.
It's all for the show. It's all an act. It's all a performance. And so we hope you enjoy tonight's episode.
Actually, we have to call it short.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're going to end it here.
Bummer note. Longtime financial backer of the show, J.R. Moneysworth, recently passed away. He's been with us since the beginning, since the very beginning of International Feel. He funded some of our very first projects, some of mm-hmm. our first radio adventures.
Radio schemes.
So J.R. Moneysworth is no longer with us. Having said that, I did hear from the estate lawyers, and we have a bit of an inheritance.
Ooh.
So we are now inheriting J.R. Moneysworth's vast worm farm.
Oh.
So that's something, right?
Oh, that is something.
I'm not sure what you can do with, it looks acres like several acres.
Yeah, acres and acres.
It's a large piece of land devoted mm-hmm. simply to worms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's almost like a big lake full of worms, yeah, if you can imagine it.
Yeah, let's hike out into this if we can. Maybe trudge out and get a bit of a sense of where we're...
We gotta survey the property.
Yeah.
We gotta see what we're getting into.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're about knee-deep in worms.
Good thing we
We got these boots.
Yeah, we got our waiters.
Yeah, worm waiters.
The old worm waiters on. Yeah, we're both sharing one set of waiters.
Yeah, one boot each.
Yeah, we're just hopping along.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't, if you have an idea of what to do with
acres
and acres of worms, please give us a call on the worm line, 204-269-8636. We would love your ideas. This is just entirely too many worms. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, I think we need a better, like maybe a hovercraft or something.
We need to something, get above the property.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe get some drones to kind of rescue us from this sludge.
You mentioned drones. I hear like data centers are pretty popular. Can we get? Mm. Can we somehow do like a worm powered data center?
Yeah, worm cooled.
Worm cooled. Is that a thing? Can we do that?
Don't doubt it. With, like the way
can we pitch that?
The way money is flowing around, I think you just have to say it and kind of open your pockets, and we'll get the investment we need.
Okay, so possibly sell this off as a worm-powered data center. If you have any better ideas, please, we would love to hear them.
That seems like a pretty good idea.
I don't know. What else do you do with just
anything in this day and age?
Yeah, but especially this many worms. Mm. This is quite a worm farm.
Yes.
It's worms as far as the eye can see. How many more times can I say the word worm?
Yeah, and when we say acres, we mean it's like 2,200 acres.
Yeah, it's vast.
Yeah, like the horizon is like playing effect on this farm.
Yeah.
This worm farm.
I'm sure the soil, if I don't even know if there is soil, there's just like the
just
top layer is
seething,
worm.
Seething,
writhing mass of worms.
Yeah.
It's craziness. If you're still listening, if we haven't scared you off, this is International Feel. We've just inherited a worm farm from our late, great...
Financier.
The behind-the-scenes money man, J.R. Moneysworth. He left us his vast worm farm, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it. So that's our show tonight.
Yeah. The worm line again is 204-269-8636. Gets us live in the booth.
We love to hear from you.
And by live in the booth, we have just this kind of foam pack that we are...
It's like one of those big global...
Backpack kind of GPS phones.
Yeah, it's one of those big GPS phones, so we can field calls anywhere.
Field it from the field.
Field it from the field. So we'll be sticking by, we'll be trudging through... trudging through the worms the next half hour.
We kind of just trailed off and stopped walking.
We just stopped. We were wiping the sweat off our brow.
Yeah.
We were kind of enjoying a picnic lunch, and now we're back on the trail.
Oh, you've got some worms on you.
Sorry. Thanks for brushing that off. Okay, well, International Feel, we're here for another half hour, and we're knee-deep in worms.
Yeah. How are we going to get out of this one?
We'll figure it out.
I want to know. tête, pas besoin la paire. Baisse la tête, t'y fais mal mon cœur. Dans le fougère, t'y trouves ton énerve. Dans la mer, t'y trouves ton bonheur. Casse ton tête, si gagne mal de tête. Guili guili, le soir dans le lit. Patron l'a dit, demain l'île est sec. Il reste à moins, bois mon petit coup de sec. Y'a moins, m'y tombe dans la paille, m'y lève, m'y baille, m'y tourne dans le coin. Cyclone y pète, il lève mon boucan. Allez, arrête, il faut lève la tête. Besoin la paire, baisse la tête, t'y fais mal mon cœur. Dans le fougère, t'y trouves ton énerve. Dans la mer, t'y trouves ton bonheur.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Tier 3 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Celebrate incredible homegrown talent July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Prairie storytelling, heartfelt songwriting, and powerful global sounds. Featuring Amos the Kid, The Secret Beach, and Kelly Botto. Plus dozens more local and international artists all weekend long. Tickets available now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Don't miss it. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
And we're back. This is International Feel
on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, internationalfeel.org, Bell Satellite Channel 638.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll trap a bit of audio into a bottle and send it out to sea. So if you come across a glass bottle and open it up, but there's nothing in it, put it to your ear and you'll catch an episode.
Yeah. You've wondered how that cassette got in there.
Yeah. We meticulously recreated it inside a cassette in a bottle. That's what we do in our spare time.
Yeah, between ramblings here, we get the tweezers out and...
While rambling. That's what we do. We got to keep our hands busy. Some people knit. Some people construct cassettes in bottles.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. So thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. It's a lovely evening. Hopefully, wherever you are.
We'll just make that assumption.
I'm making that assumption because it's a lovely evening here.
Yeah, and it's all how you interpret it. So it's like if you can will. It being a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
It will be that way.
Yeah. There was a song, an album from one of the songs that I played this evening. The song was called Warm Air. The album was called Spring Has Burst. And I kind of feel like that's appropriate to the times.
Yeah.
Spring has fully burst. It's in bloom.
It's burst and it's shooting shrapnel.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
In every direction.
Watch your eyes. Your eyes.
Yeah.
Avert.
Watch your ass.
Yeah, yeah. You should. Watch all of it. Eyes, ass, cover it all. Spring has burst, and we're in the thick of it. Spring is raining down over our heads like flaming pieces of shrapnel.
Hailing down.
Enjoy it while you can.
Ooh.
Oh, that was some shrapnel coming.
Yeah, no one's safe.
Yeah. This is International Feel. We're just kind of, we're still pondering what to do with a worm farm. What would you do with, way too much worms? I feel like I'm kind of getting a worm rash from standing knee deep in worms for so long.
Yeah, well, I had the waders and you kind of stripped down to...
I wanted to go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
I wanted to squirm with the worms. I regret it.
That's going to be the title of your biography. Squirming with the worms. The Corey.
I don't want to be associated with
the Corey
with
story.
Squirming with the worms, the Corey story. I like it because it rhymes twice, but yeah. I don't want to be a squirmy wormy guy.
I don't want to be known for that.
I don't. We should probably find out how to get rid of this worm farm. Unless we can maybe the worms I don't know. We feed them dirt, right? Well, what do they subsist on? Like they eat dirt and they kind of mulch it. It's like compost.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I don't know.
I think you were right though. Data center.
Or, data center.
Yeah, you also pitched a parking lot. So just pave over it.
To pave over the worms? I don't think I said that.
I
think that was it. Maybe I think that was you.
Maybe, I don't remember saying that.
Maybe we can train the worms. Is there, you know how there's, like, there were flea circuses back in the day? Could we have, like, a worm carnival where the worms could operate rides and take tickets and kind of fulfill those kind of roles? Could that be a thing?
I think we can work try on to train these worms.
These worms have kind of wormed their way into my heart. I can't pave over them.
I can't pave over them.
I refuse.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds monstrous.
Yeah, so we're going to take one more romp through the worm field yeah, tonight.
For old time's sake. Yeah.
Stomp through the
clomp.
Yeah, we got to walk back to the studio to sign out for the night. So yeah. We got to walk back.
Yeah, we'll take our boots off before we get in.
Well, you have boots. I have my bare feet.
We'll just hose you down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a. We've got acres and acres of worms. If you would like to take some worms off our hands, give us a call 204-269-8636. That's the worm line. We're giving away worms for the next 3 minutes.
Please take them. We're mired in the mud.
We're mired. Yeah.
We need these worms gone.
Yeah. So if you got a garden, if you want a little friend. Here, worms are perfect for that. So we'll mail you some worms. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah, large box.
Yeah, large box, preferably, so we can fit a lot of worms in there.
Yeah, because we're also gonna send that cash on delivery.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be pricey.
Can you send worms through the mail?
I'm sure. And you can get like
is that kosher?
And you can like I don't know about kosher. but I you can order like bugs in the mail.
I guess so. Yeah. Not that I've ever looked, but I.
Well, I know people like buy ladybugs for like kind of pest control,
right?
In like a greenhouse kind of situation. So, or like praying mantises and things like that.
Okay, so we should get into the online worm retail market.
But those are insects.
Oh,
worms are.
What
are worms?
Ooh, this is an existential.
What the worm?
What is worm?
What is worm?
I don't know.
If I ever get on Jeopardy, I'm going to try to sneak that in. What is worm? What is worm?
Well,
it's fun to say.
Yeah, it is fun to say. We've got we've uncovered some big questions tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are fun to look at,
ooh.
The International Feel holographic sticker.
Yeah, limited edition, fresh this year.
Limited to 10,000.
Yeah, limited edition, but we're overflowing in them. So yeah. Give us a call or contact us. We'll send some your way.
We'll run them over to your house or domicile.
Deliver them by worm.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll you better believe there's going to be lots of worms with these.
They're very clean, though.
They'll be separate. Keep them separated.
We'll keep. They carry a little backpack. The stickers are in a covered baggie, so the worms aren't touching them. Mm-hmm. It's like delivery. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we should probably get out of here. Thanks for listening. We got a couple more minutes. We could probably sign off with something. So it's been fun. International Feel will be back next week, Wednesdays from 9 to 10. 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, internationalfeel.org. It's past episodes. Check those out.
We should get a bunch more places like syndicating us so we can do a list of like...
We got to have a long list of, where we're, it's like tour dates and stuff. It's like, we're playing here and here.
Yeah.
We're doing this public radio and that public radio. Anyways, yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
That's it. Okay. Well, see you next week.
founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V, or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.